Some of the most important UFO encounters. One of the strangest UFO encounters happened in Todmorden, England, and happened to a policeman. It is unusual for a policeman to be actively involved with a UFO, although it has happened other times. While the story is decades old, the current generation may have never heard about it. The policeman was said to have been abducted by aliens in a gigantic spaceship which he discovered hovering over him. The policeman to this day denies having said it was an abduction, but doesn't deny something happened to him and he believed it had to do with what he perceived as a spaceship. Officer Godfrey had gotten a report that a herd of cows had gotten loose and was driving around looking for them. It was difficult since it was pouring rain. As he was driving, he saw something in the sky but then noticed it was blocking the road ahead. To his horror, it was a large object which was diamond-shaped. The bottom half was spinning. The officer tried to radio back to the station but his communication devices were inoperative. He decided to try and sketch the object but experienced a flash of light and realized he was no longer drawing but was driving back to the police station. His body felt strange, sort of like he had experienced an electrical charge. He turned the car back to where he was originally and noticed a swirl pattern and a dry patch. Some officers laughed at him but then he was called into the office of the chief inspector, who revealed the fact three other officers had reported seeing strange lights. He discovered another witness who saw the ship rise into the sky. A UFO investigator started to research the case and she linked his encounter to a murder case he had conducted a few months before. Apparently, the victim looked very strange in death. He had a look of fear on his face and strange burns on his body. He had on a jacket but no shirt, as if he was hurriedly redressed and deposited from somewhere else. His death could never be explained. The officer was put under hypnosis, and while under, he said he had been blinded by a bright light and was screaming. He said small aliens took him into the ship where he met someone who looked human and had a beard. He said he could understand if people didn't believe what he said under hypnosis because he didn't know what he was saying and was not sure he believed it. Some UFO cases are far more worthy of consideration than others. When a mass witness event takes place where maybe hundreds or thousands of witnesses are involved, it has much more credibility than the events with only one or two witnesses. A UFO event occurred in 2001 over the New Jersey Turnpike. It affected the flow of traffic because many cars pulled over to witness it. Strange orange and yellow lights could be seen in a V formation over the road at the Arthur Kilwater Way. Air traffic controllers stated there was nothing in the sky in that area, but a UFO group had gotten hold of FAA radar data which showed there was something in the sky in that location at the same time as the lights were there. There is a park in Queens, New York named Flushing Meadow Park. It has a lake inside it which is bordered by a highway on one side and a road on the other. It was the location of the World's Fair in 1964 and used in the movie Men in Black. The park has a zoo. Their zoo had been the subject of animal mutilations. Several UFO sightings have taken place over the park. One of the most famous is where a bus full of elderly people was returning from Atlantic, New Jersey, where they had spent the day gambling in the casinos. As the bus got next to the edge of the lake on the Grand Central Parkway, the driver and passengers saw a UFO land on the other side of the lake. The bus pulled over as the occupants watched the UFO with intent interest. It remained on the ground for a few minutes and then took off. I am sure this must have been the topic of conversation for these people for the rest of their lives. The best witnesses to UFO events are considered to be pilots, police and military personnel. It is obvious why. Pilots are familiar with all the different aircraft, police are trained to notice everything and record it, and the military see all sorts of craft in their work. There are about 6,000 UFO events reported every year. We probably have to multiply this figure by 10 or more to assess how many total there have been, because most people do not report sightings. I refuse to talk about Roswell since it has been talked to death, but it is important. If someone asks me which is the most important UFO sighting, I always say it was the Washington DC UFO flap. This was where UFOs appeared over the Truman White House for a couple of weeks in a row, and we were unable to stop it. Photos appeared in the newspapers of the day. Every time we sent our jets to intercept the UFOs, they just flew away. Why did they decide to hover over the White House? This has been the subject of contention for about 70 years since the event occurred. Were they showing us they controlled the sky and do whatever they wanted and we could not do anything about it? Maybe there was more to this which has been kept secret from us, and if we knew the whole story, we would know why they did it. Could it be the aliens had met with us and perhaps asked us to rid ourselves of nuclear weapons and we refused? One can only speculate why this occurred, and many of the younger generation know nothing about this, and it is a shame, because it shows UFOs are real and probably extraterrestrial. They were so far advanced over our jets at the time we were totally helpless, and today we are not much better off. Yes, we have advanced tremendously, but compared to the alien machines we are just babes in the woods. It would be a shame if our government had a chance to improve our lot in life by accepting certain conditions if they exist, to join some sort of a universal community.